you'd be sort of practicing coding and decoding and that sort of thing, you know. And with those days, just a pen and paper job, and of course you'd have to take these portable wireless sets to be recharged, I remember, and batteries and things, and having to lug these, you'd have to walk all the way up this hill, you know, with these things, the batteries to be recharged and take them back again. Because they hadn't introduced, the Germans had the Enigma code, but we didn't get a similar thing until I was on the I was on the North Atlantic run after that for a time before I went to the Arctic. And I remember going over, we used to escort the convoys over the North Atlantic, and the escorts would put into St. John's, Newfoundland, while the merchant ships would go to places like Halifax or New York, being picked up by a local escort, and then we'd sort of wait in St. John's for the return when I'd go and pick them up and bring them back, you see. And one of the occasions when we went to, we were in Newfoundland, the coders all had to go to the sort of signal school place in Newfoundland, and they showed us this, what they call the Type X machine, which was the British equivalent then of the Enigma machine. And I remember having it explained with the various cogwheels and things, you know, but very few of our ships were equipped with those. Otherwise it was pencil and paper, really. You know.